February 28th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, allow me to speak to you about leadership. The good leader understands that it is I who have placed him in the role of leader that he is in. He leads accordingly, gently, without an eye to self-gain. He is never a bully, taking advantage of the weak and needy. He would never make victims out of his followers. The good leader is not full of self-ambition, but rather self-surrender. He knows the needs of those I have given him charge over, and he tries to assist them in these needs. The leaders whom do not recognize their place before me are rogue leaders, acting on their own behalf. They have no love of righteousness or of my will for them or their followers. They impose their own whims upon those they are in charge of. Recently, a poor leader has arisen in Russia and is bringing much hardship to many. If the good will unite in prayer against him, he will be weakened. He will begin to see the value in pleasing me." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 23. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.